This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you've been having memory issues since COVID, if you've been tired, if you notice your breathing stamina isn't there, if you notice your voice isn't the same, me. Yeah, see, I used to be on key. You can blame COVID. I'm fine with blaming COVID. Some of you thought my radio show went downhill. COVID. It's okay. Just blame COVID. I'm fine with that. Our sex drive's gone down. Our weight's changed. Some of us have turned diabetic. There's a study that says 1 in 4 COVID patients developed long-haul symptoms. 25% of us, I think the number's even higher. Now, thank God I don't have diabetes, but I've known people that have gotten diabetes. I've known people that have still never gotten their smell back, their taste back. This is concerning. I got to tell you, this virus, little son of a... was it tinkered with? Was it genetically engineered? I don't know. I've never seen anything in my studies and in my training in the viral family that would cause this much havoc. And I know some doctors have said, well, are they making a bigger deal about it? Is it that some people are just aging? Is it that some people are just getting dementia? Or it's their habits that are causing their changes? Could be. Now, if you're now working from home and you're not getting up and you're gaining weight, then yes, sadly, you will gain weight. You can get diabetes. You can start to lose your memory. You're not active as much. But I noticed after I got COVID, things changed for me. Now, with COVID, whether you have the mild or the severe, a question people are asking is, well, now that COVID is a lot less severe, to some of us, we don't even know we have it when we do, or we might just feel a little sick. Will that cause long-term issues? I think it can. The one thing about COVID is, even though we talk about qualitative versus quantitative, qualitative is, you know, more do you have it or not. Quantitative is how much. Obviously, the bigger the viral load, the more damage, you know, and the more of a cytokine storm and immune response you could have. But I also think there's a qualitative nature to this where even the minutest amount of the virus can cause issues, especially if it knows how to replicate. So long COVID symptoms can last months to years after your diagnosis. And a new study released by Health Advisor analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau Household Pulse Survey to find the rates of American adults developing long COVID. And the research showed that 24.4% of American adults who got a positive COVID test experienced symptoms that persisted 3 months or longer. 27 states reported rates higher than the national average. In Oklahoma, 34.1% of those who had COVID reported having long COVID symptoms. Those in Vermont and D.C. reported the lowest rates with just 16.5%. 1 in 4 American adults who tested positive for COVID developed long COVID, and 30% said it caused them to struggle with daily activities. Getty, or New York State, was below the national average, 21.6%. Well, New York is pretty tough. I mean, they're going to walk, you know, to work. They're going to take the subway. They're going to do what they need to do. They're not going to let anything hold them back. So I think there might be a little attitude with that. Now, very proud of New Yorkers and their stamina. And boy, did New Yorkers get hit hard with it. But 31% of Americans with long COVID say that the symptoms have reduced their ability to carry out daily activities. Now, we need to be very, very careful with these sorts of studies. You know, the benefits that people can get from not working are now a little easier to get. And so if somebody says, look, I'm now disabled, so I'm going to need, you know, to do what my neighbors and friends are doing, why go back to work and go through all that? You know, and mind you, you know, we're on year four now with COVID. I personally think 4.5 years ago was when it leaked out of the labs. And so our bodies do change. I mean, it's almost a half a decade. So I'm getting tireder. I don't think I could do the same type of work I did 20 years ago. But the longer we go not getting back into the swing of things and just, you know, bearing through, the more disabled we could become. Now, for those of us that have breathing issues, those are very objectifiable. They're very, you can confirm them with data. You know, we could check your breathing tests. We could. Some people have asked with these spirometries and these pulmonary function tests, can you tell if somebody is faking it? We can. You know, but when somebody is showing full effort, yeah, you know, we could see if you have a decrease in your pulmonary function. And if you do, that's debilitating. And I do think COVID has caused that. You know, I don't think people are lying when they say they can't taste or smell. I don't think people are lying when they have chronic fatigue. I notice I'm tireder now than I used to be. Now, is it because I'm not outside as much? Is it because, you know, I'm working more from home? Is it because I'm older? But I really think COVID did something. What I think happened is many of us have been exposed to Epstein-Barr virus. Some of us might get COVID. I'm sorry, might get mono. I had mono in medical school. I sometimes feel the same fatigue I had when I had mono, which means maybe my Epstein-Barr virus in my body has gotten reactivated. But the big thing I worry about is cancer. If COVID symptoms stick with us, and if COVID does a number on our body, does COVID have the same potential as some of these other viruses that could be oncogenic? And I've asked oncologist after oncologist, and they all agree yes. And so I worry about that. And so I don't want you to write off your fatigue, your lack of appetite, you know, your chronic cough as COVID. For the love of God, still make sure you get checked out. You might be right. There might be an element of COVID to it, but I don't want us missing cancer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I can't speak for everybody, but almost everybody I know is so sick of hearing about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Are we all in agreement on that? I'm sick of hearing about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I got to tell you, I don't understand why there's been such a... Actually, until the last couple days, I think I do understand the fascination with him. It doesn't mean we have to like it. But as you know, King Charles III has been diagnosed with some sort of cancer while he was undergoing a procedure for a benign prostate condition. My guess is something in the bladder arena. Or intestine arena, but you do bladder tests when you're about to do a procedure on the prostate. So my concern is maybe it's a form of bladder cancer, but I can't say 100%, or if it's a form of renal cancer or intestinal cancer. But Prince Harry flew back to the UK to see King Charles III, which is nice. CNN gave us explicit details where he arrived in London Tuesday. He was photographed being driven into the gates of Clarence House, King's London residence, at 2:45 p.m. He was photographed in the back of the SUV. He took an 11-hour flight from Los Angeles to London overnight. And then I think he was with the King 45 minutes and with Queen Camilla. Then he departed for his country estate by helicopter, and then he's heading home. All right, so, I like Prince Harry. I've always have a place in my heart for him because he lost his mom at such a young age, and it's not easy going from second in line to the throne to seventh. Not easy being the second brother. And so I've always had a place in my heart. But I think I realize why there is such an obsession with what's going on with Harry and King Charles, and because I think people look at our own families. When somebody does another family member in, or when somebody talks smack about the family, or when somebody feels that the in-laws and their spouse are being mistreated back and forth, that what's been happening with the royals, if you take away all their millions upon millions of dollars and palaces and fame, is not very much different to what many of us deal with. And so many of us, if we had a family member, such as, Prince Harry and Meghan, who told us to go blank ourselves and then go and make movies and interviews bad-mouthing us, we probably would be, okay, well, to heck with them. Now, some of us, especially with our maternal, strings that could get pulled at any time, might be like, okay, he was led astray. He's still blood. Forgive him. And I think this is what people are looking at. I don't think the average person really cares about, what happened to the royals and all their money. The Oprah interview, Oprah does a good job when she interviews, but it was really poor timing to hear Harry and Meghan complain about the millions of dollars they lost while everybody was, on lockdown and losing their businesses and careers due to the pandemic. So I think the timing, whoever was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's PR people, it was a disaster what they did. And I've always said in marketing or in anything, you always want to accent on the positives. You don't want to gain fame and fortune on negative. Let's say you were raped. It's not I was raped, what was me. It's look at how I overcame. Look at what I did. This is what I'm doing now. And so people have learned that, bad-mouthing somebody, a royal family who is very well loved and respected, doesn't really get a lot of support when it keeps being about the negative. As I said, I've had in-law issues. I get it. In-law issues suck. And oftentimes you want to dissect yourself away from the family. What I would have done if I was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is say, look, guys, we respect our family, we love our family, but we really want to come to America, and we really want to, there's so many things we want to do to help fight poverty and help communities in need that, we're going to be taking a different path, love and support to everybody. We're excited about our new path, and we want to bring positivity and go from there. And instead, it was, we could sell our story and we could maybe bring down the royals. And that's how it was interpreted. So I think the fascination is, we've had family members. We've all had family members who have completely tried to do us in. I'm not going to go into detail, but I have one family member who was systematic and trying to ruin every one of our lives. And do you forgive them? Personally, I forgave them. I have that person in my life. I don't forget. I'm always on guard. But I forgave them. I wouldn't expect that of anybody else. Other family members have not forgiven this person, and I totally respect that. I don't blame them. For me, it's easy because, I can wrap my mind around, well, that person might have had mental illness or something like that. But I think a lot of people are watching what happened with Prince Harry and King Charles as, you know, what do you do with your family member that wrongs you? I mean, if Prince Harry really felt that, the family were enemies, then he wouldn't be trying. He wouldn't be coming back. He'd be like, look, these guys hurt me. They hurt my wife. They're out of our lives. But it doesn't. Apparently he doesn't fear them. They're not that dangerous to him because he keeps coming back. And maybe he does realize that things took a turn. And nobody wants to see he and William. We'd never want to see brothers fight. Brothers need their brothers. Sisters need their sisters. Sisters need their brothers. Siblings need each other. When you are blessed to have a sibling and to go through the hell that you went through losing a parent, we want to see these boys have each other's back. But, you know, it's sad. But unfortunately, it reflects what a lot of us have in our lives. So my guess is, you know, because these are the royals, you know, there's always fairy tales and fairy book sort of things that happen with this. My guess is King Charles, isn't because he's king, you know, is going to extend any olive branch, is going to be as warm as he can to his blood. You know, he is not going to want his name sullied, you know, but, you know, there was a lot of damage that was done. And I don't think it's repairable. And so, you know, should they forgive them? Should they invite them back? Again, you could be a royal in another country. You could be, I mean, it was almost like they, you know, it was almost like they were advised. Harry and Meghan were advised to put the nail in the coffin and say, look, we don't want anything to do with you guys. But then when they said, well, then you're going to lose your royal titles and you're going to lose your security. Oh, wait. And then that became a fight. Now, I understand it wasn't easy for them. And if the family did not like Meghan Markle, and trust me, a lot of people, I had in-law issues. I get it. Now, a lot of people don't like the daughter-in-law. A lot of people don't like the mother-in-law. A lot of people don't like the father-in-law. I get that. That happens. But they took it an extra turn. And they were probably betting on being successful and gaining huge fame as being victims of the royal family, and people didn't buy it. Even though victimization was rising and everybody had a place in their heart for people who were victims, it's really hard to feel sorry for somebody like Meghan Markle, who went from a rags to riches, who became a princess, got to marry a prince, got to have all this money, never has to worry about, you know, finances and the safety of her children. It's hard to feel sorry for people like that. I can understand that in-law issues stink, but I think they took it a wrong turn, and they could have very easily said, look, you know, we have a difference of opinion, but, you know, they're family, and we want to use our time to help other places as well. So, you know, it's all positive all the way around. We're all with the common goal of helping people in need and, you know, doing what we need to do. But somebody probably said, you're not going to make money. You'll only sell Netflix movies. And it's sad to see their popularity drop when they could have done so good. And that's what bothers me about all of this. Now, imagine if you have the fame and you have the backing that they have, all the good they could do, all the money they could raise, all the good things they could, you know, and they wasted it. They wasted an opportunity. So I think all eyes are on, you know, what happens with that family, and, you know, are we right to, you know, excommunicate people who hurt us in the family and turned our backs on us, or do we let them back in? 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8255.
800-228-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson dealing with a failed vote this morning to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Experts already called the case for impeachment questionable, saying it was more about policy disagreements than the constitutional standard of treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. A jury of 12 handed down a controversial verdict in Michigan yesterday, finding Jennifer Crumbly guilty on four counts of manslaughter. Her son Ethan Crumbly killed four students in 2021, just days after his mother gifted him a gun with prior knowledge of his mental health issues. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel for meetings today to talk about a possible temporary ceasefire in Gaza to release hostages. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the CDC has issued a food safety alert for recalled cheeses, yogurt, sour creams, and other dairy products, as there is now an 11-state outbreak of listeria that is sick in 26, hospitalized 23, and reportedly two people have died. Rizzo Lopez Foods issued a voluntary recall on Monday for all cheeses and dairy products made in its Modesto, California facility, according to Fox News, because they have the potential to be contaminated with Listeria monocytogene, which is a bacteria that can cause listeriosis. In a press release, the company said the recalled products included cheese, yogurt, and sour cream. Now, the dairy products have been sold under multiple names, including, Tio Francisco, Don Francisco, Riso Brothers, Rio Grande, Food City, El Huache, La Ardeña, San Carlos, Campesino, Santa Maria, Dos Ranchitos, Casa Cardenas, and 365 Whole Foods Market. So this is obviously a concern. 26 people have been infected. The agency said 23 of them had to end up in the hospital, and two people died, one in Texas and one in California. The CDC said, obviously, the true number of sick people, we don't know, likely higher, because some people recover without getting tested, or they'll call up telemedicine saying, hi, I need, you know, some antibiotics, I got a stomach bug, and they get it, and they don't necessarily get, shall we say, you know, tested. But the CDC investigated this outbreak in 2017 and 2021, and they have been tracking the strain for years. Epidemiological evidence and previous investigations identified queso fresco and other similar cheeses as a potential source of the outbreak, but they didn't have enough information to identify a specific brand. So the CDC opened the investigation in this month after new illnesses were reported from December 2023. They found the outbreak strain was found in a cheese sample from Risa Lopez Foods. So listeria can be fatal. In young children, people with weakened immune systems can cause miscarriages, stillbirth. So you could have fever, muscle aches, fatigue. Symptoms could start within 2 weeks, but sometimes be as late as 10 weeks. So if some of you don't even remember what you had 10 weeks ago, what was that, Thanksgiving? Maybe? Yeah. I don't even remember what we had Thanksgiving. I mean, turkey, but I'm just guessing. What if you had a potluck and you didn't know if somebody put, you know, this on, you know, they used this to garnish some of their meals? So people who are pregnant may have fever, muscle aches, tiredness. Those who are not pregnant can also still have fever, muscle aches, tiredness, but it could sometimes affect the brain and cause headache, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, or seizures. The CDC has urged shoppers who may have purchased or recalled products to obviously throw them out or return them to the store, hopefully get refund. Please don't eat them. Rio Lopez Foods in a press release said consumers should check their refrigerators and freezers for any of the products listed and dispose of them. There is a company number, 833-293-2233. But you can go to the FDA website, and they will also have information as well. You know, listeria scares me. I think it was the 2012 outbreak that was linked to cantaloupe. And we spoke about how it could have been a garnish on a plate 10 weeks prior that you just don't remember. And that's, it's worrisome. And you know, when we feel sick, and it's fascinating because people will call me up saying, I had something bad yesterday or 2 hours ago, and I have food poisoning. Well, you know, food poisoning is a very generic term. Okay, food poisoning could be you picked up a bacteria, you picked up a virus from some food. It had a chance to replicate, a chance to make you sick. But food poisoning could also be a toxin. You could have a bacteria or a pathogen that releases a toxin. Or you could have something within that food that's a chemical or a toxin. So food poisoning is very generic. And so when somebody eats something the night before or that day and says, I have salmonella, that doesn't make that much sense because usually bacteria take a few days to divide. You know, because the food's in the stomach. You got the stomach acid breaking it up. Then it's got to leave the stomach. It's got to enter your bloodstream. It's got to travel. It's got to replicate. So usually bacteria, it'll take more than a couple days. Viruses can sometimes hit you sooner, but still, usually takes a few days. So either something was contaminated in it, or there was so much active bacteria or active pathogen that your immune system is making you feel sick. Now, one sign of food poisoning is you're going to vomit and you're going to try to get that out. You're also going to possibly have diarrhea. Again, that's the body trying to get rid of it. The average person races to get something to stop the diarrhea. Now, if it's severe and you're dehydrating, I understand that. But if you're starting to have some loose stools, your body's trying to get it out. Let your body try and get it out. That's why your body vomits. That's why you know. Now, throwing up is horrible. Throwing up is painful. And me, I am always on the side of controlling the vomiting. Vomiting scares me. Some of us lose bowel function. Some of us have high pressures affecting our head. to vomit, the force that your body goes through to expel something. That's a lot of G's. And I worry. People pop blood vessels when they vomit. People can tear blood vessels in their esophagus. So I don't want people vomiting. Now, mind you, we used to treat accidental ingestion as, having you vomit. Now we'll use a nasogastric tube. We won't force you to vomit. We think the act of vomiting can cause major medical issues. So we'll either suction the contents out or we'll use activated charcoal, something to bind it so it doesn't go into your blood system. But we used to use syrup of Ipecac to make you vomit. We're not doing that anymore. If you have a child that ingests something that could cause them to be in a coma, why would we want you to force them to vomit when they could aspirate and then now have it brewing in their lungs? So usually we call 911, get that person immediately to the hospital. Paramedics can already start some processes to, help minimize ingestion. Obviously, any sort of ingestion that is accidental, whether it's poisonous or what, you could call the Poison Control Center to give you some advice as well. But food poisoning and foodborne illness and hepatitis versus norovirus versus COVID versus salmonella versus E. coli, there might be some different symptoms, but the gist of it is your body doesn't want it in the system. The body tries to dump it out, and then the body tries to fight it. Most viruses should go away on their own. Norovirus, COVID, but sometimes it could be so severe that we do need to treat you. For example, if you do have COVID, we're going to treat you with Paxlovid to control the diarrhea, the vomiting, the severe symptoms. Norovirus, we usually have to just let it pass and have you hydrate. Many people say, if it's a virus, I don't need to go to a doctor. I've seen viruses that can cause you to dehydrate and die. Hepatitis can kill you. Let a doctor take a look at you. There are supportive measures we could do that you might not be able to do at home. If it's a bacteria, we'll often do an antibiotic. Many times we will overcome our salmonella or E. coli, but sometimes we can't and we need an antibiotic. But then sometimes it could be a parasite. And if you got exposed to a worm or amoeba, then sometimes we need a parasite, an anti-parasite medication. So I always recommend whenever you do have loose stool or something bothering your stomach or you think is food poisoning related, to do a stool sample. We could do a culture, we could do ova and parasites, and we could figure out what it is. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine, How You Feel Right Now,
How you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a couple months ago, one of my listeners asked, where are all the lawsuits that had to do with the masks, that had to do with the mandates? Well, we are getting little pieces from courts. This is the latest ruling, which is an interesting one. Fox News is reporting that a federal appeals court in Jersey has said that if you refuse to wear a face mask, as it pertained to two individuals who refused to wear one at a school board meeting, it was not protected speech under the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. So the Third Circuit Court of Appeals handed out a ruling this week in two related cases where lawsuits were brought against officials in Freehold and Craneford, New Jersey. The lawsuits were filed by George Falcone and Gwyneth Murray Nolan. And the lawsuits centered around claims that the plaintiffs faced retaliation by school boards because they refused to wear masks during public meetings. The court sent one of the cases back to a lower court for consideration, but said in the other case that the plaintiff failed to show she was retaliated against. The court said the refusal to wear a mask during a public health emergency did not constitute free speech protected by the First Amendment. According to the court, they said a question shadowing suits such as these is whether there is a First Amendment right to refuse to wear a protective mask as required by valid health and safety orders put in place during a recognized public health emergency. Like all courts to address this issue, we conclude there is not. So they are going to petition the U.S. Supreme Court for this. Apparently, the senators around Falcone attended a Freehold Township School Board meeting in early 2022 when masks were still required in the Garden State. He refused to adhere to the mask mandate and was issued a summons on a trespassing charge. He claims the latest school board meeting was canceled in response to him not wearing a mask. A lower court found his lawsuit did not have standing, so he appealed the ruling. Miss Murray Nolan attended a Cranford school board meeting without a mask, also in 2022. The mask requirement was still in place. Less than a month later, at the next board meeting, she was arrested on a defiant trespass charge after attending without a mask. A lower court found police had probable cause to arrest her because she did not wear a mask despite a requirement under the law at the time. So this is obviously concerning. And again, another example of how we really can't figure our stuff out. Because I see both sides. If there is somebody that crosses the border with multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis and can infect others around them, right, we have got to minimize the spread of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. It could kill. We don't have a lot of drugs that could kill it, the TB. We need to isolate them, quarantine them. Isolate means what you have. A quarantine is if you are questioning if you're sick. So isolation is more of the right term. Get that person treated to save their life and avoid injury to others. And so we have public health policies in place because there's some very, very bad bugs. If you have HIV, we want you to use a condom if you're going to have sex with people because you could spread it to others. And we don't challenge that as a First Right Amendment, because you could put other people at risk. COVID was interesting. In the way beginning, in late 2019 and early 2020, a lot of people were getting sick. A lot of people were dying. It was some scary, scary stuff. We didn't know what was going on. Now, I think the average person was, we were going to close down our business and say, guys, you know, now that schools are closed, stay home with the kids. Let's figure all this out. Once we know more, we'll reopen. We didn't need the mandate. We didn't need to be locked down. We were using common sense, but they came up with that anyway. And when they came up with it, they had to offer money. So it was nice to get money to close down, but most companies never recuperated. And people lost their jobs, careers. It was a mess. People did lose their lives. But with COVID, the science was very mixed. And so when they said you need to wear a mask, was it the N95 respirator? Was it the mask that was proven to have the best filtration? No. It was you had to wear some sort of face covering. Now, some people like that because they're like, well, I could wear a gator. I could wear my little sequined bedazzled pretty thing. You know, but many of us doctors are like, but that's not helping. Okay, you're mandating somebody put something on their face and they could still be spreading the virus. And in fact, you were only allowing people to be around others that were wearing the mask. Meanwhile, you're still breathing and spreading it anyway. So the mask science was very iffy. And when a doctor suggested that the type of mask some people were wearing was like a chain link fence, he got vilified by his medical board. So many doctors felt silenced, that they couldn't be doctors anymore if they didn't say, look, guys, this is what you need to do. In fact, the recent study, because I was always a fan of the N95 respirators, I might pass them out. In fact, President Trump, I think, had started initiating factories make mass N95 respirators for people to use for protection. And I don't think it was continued during the Biden administration. So give everybody the right mask. But once that mask gets wet, once it gets worn and gets used, it's useless. You got to put on a new one. You got to put on a fresh one. Instead, it was wear a mask or you get arrested or you're trespassing. And so it was done wrong. And I was on a plane, and mind you, I very comfortable with masks in the doctor setting. I wore masks way before COVID, but I got to take the mask off in between patients. I got to breathe. I threw it out and got a fresh one. And so our mask use wasn't, you have to be in the same dirty, disgusting mask for 8 hours, which many people used for months. A mask on a plane, personally, there was one flight, really uncomfortable to breathe. The partial pressure of oxygen dropped in the plane. The only way I could remove my mask is if I was drinking some water, so I kept asking for water. I could not breathe with the mask on. I never thought that would happen to me. I've been wearing masks my whole career. But on a plane, it was uncomfortable. So if you do have lower lung volume, if the mask impedes your breathing, if you have autism, if you have an autistic child that doesn't want something covering their breathing orifices and organs, they get arrested, they get kicked off a plane, they get kicked out of school. Again, we pass laws without the infrastructure in place. And it was a mess. So one argument that, again, what people want, I don't think people want, a spanking done of our public health officials from the past. What we want is that this debacle doesn't happen in the future. There was a salon that opened, not mine, there was a large salon, and when it got to reopen May 9th in our neck of the woods in Nevada, they had all the staff out in the parking lot so they could social distance and they could talk about how the reopening pattern's going to be. Somebody called the police on them, saying there was an assembly. And the police came and said, yeah, somebody called the police because there were more than 10 of you or more than 15 of you. What America is fearful of is this sort of behavior where people turned on each other, they tried to arrest each other. I get having an infectious disease, you don't want being spread all over the place. Somebody comes here with Ebola, you want them to isolate. You don't want them to spread it. Somebody comes here with tuberculosis. Somebody has a highly infectious COVID strain. I get that. But once in 2022, we saw that the science was mixed and these masks were not doing the job and, in fact, could possibly be hurting people, the mandates should have stopped. But unfortunately, in 2022, mandates continued. So, yeah, there's lawsuits. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.